Hello, I'm Waynesburg University Sports Information Director Bobby Fox, and I am joined by head men's and women's tennis coach Dr. Randy Pettit, and also joining us is senior women's tennis player Julia Lazar. We're going to take a look at the 2026 fall season coming up. So first off, Dr. Pettit, thank you for joining us. And I get a lot of questions about your journey as the tennis coach, because it's not exactly traditional. You didn't come from a tennis background, but would love to get your side of it and let people know just how you got into this position.
First off, thanks for having us today, Bob. So this was, we were in a situation where longtime coach Ron Headley was moving on to retirement. And we were coming up on the season, and we were about a week and a half away from preseason starting. And I was asked by then athletic director Adam Jack. He's like, "Hey, we need to make sure that these girls have their season. We want to make sure that they are be able to go out and compete." And so that's kind of how it started. And that was that freshman class. They just graduated this past May. With that, I had actually started. Julia Corey came in the camp as the lone freshman there, wound up not playing that fall, but came back in the spring and continued out her career then. But that's when and where things got started.
So 4 or 5 years ago, did you ever see yourself not only being involved with tennis, but being a head coach? And just in talking with you, obviously, I think you've grown a lot in the recruiting process and just learning the game. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think 4 or 5 years ago that you'd be in this position?
I did not. It was definitely, there was a learning curve, to say the least. Also, it was right around that time when I started, there were a number of ITA rule changes as well. So it was a matter of, you think that you had something in down packed, and then we had some changes right off the bat. The one thing that I do laugh at a little bit now, when you look at the women's side of tennis, there's one conference coach that has a little bit longer tenure position than I do, and that would be Dave Hayden up at Allegheny. But there's been a lot of turnover as far as the head coaches in the conference.
So you are the second longest tenured head women's tennis coach in the PAC.
And on the women's side, yes.
I had no idea. But now, how was it before last year or 2 years ago when the interim tag was removed? Because you worked on the interim tag for quite a while.
Yeah, that was that would have been 2 years ago, and it got to the point as at that point we had tried a search and we weren't really having a lot of success there. So with that, I also was taking the approach, I'm like, okay, if I'm going to be doing this, you know, I want to make sure I'm doing it right by the girls too. So we tried to increase our recruiting efforts with that, our fundraising efforts, and just overall giving them the experience that they need and want to have there. So that's something that we try to really preach and push when we're talking with a new recruit. We want them to be able to have not only the athletic experience, but the academic experience and the social piece, all of those different things coming together for that total college experience. So at the end of those 4 years, when they get to the point where, like, you know what, I made the right decision, I'm so glad that I did.
Well, thank you for that history. I learned quite a few things there. So taking a shorter trip into the past, looking to last year, this was a standout season for the women's team, highest win total in years, got some work done in the PAC, but you did lose some key contributors. Tell us about those.
We did. So funny how that started off. So going back to when I did take over, we had three girls on the roster, and they were all seniors. Julia Corey came in as a freshman. She was in a couple practices at camp, and then between academics and everything else she had going on her freshman year, she's like, you know what, I just can't do this right now. Had a change of major, and come spring semester, she was back. Also that spring, we added a couple basketball players at the time, in Aubrey Burns and Allie Bailey. And going from never picking up a racket their spring, their freshman year, they went on to their junior and senior year, had a lot of success in that third double spot, as well as holding down the five and six spot in the lineup there, junior and senior year as well. So it was nice to see their progression, and they were just athletes. I mean, they were able to frustrate some of their components opponents there by just getting to a lot of balls that a lot of girls can't get to just due to their athleticism. But it was a joy to have like all three of them, and I think Joya could even tell you as well some of the relationships that were built off of that. That probably wouldn't have happened without the relationships that they gained through tennis there.
So moving from the past, looking to the now, who are your returners you're going to be leaning on this year in the 2026 fall season, and then even when you get over into the spring with some of that sporadic spring competition for the women?
Yeah, so when you look, we return our, as far as the lineup that we put on the court last year, we return one through four on the single side there. Really going to be leaning on just the experience that they've had over the course of the last couple years. When you're looking at not only Joya, she was primarily in that two spot last year for singles and doubles, and she paired up with one of our freshmen last year in Taylor Stevens. Taylor held down the three spot in singles. We had Celeste, our freshman last year, gained a lot of experience in that number one spot. She brought a dynamic that we didn't have previously there. I think the girls will tell you, she has a very powerful left-handed serve. And when you look, that was something that they weren't used to seeing. It took the first couple of days of camp to actually be able to return that. And not only did that improve their game, but it improved her game a little bit as well. And just that overall growth in competitive nature within our practices has been able to help push the overall improvement of the program there too.
Taking a look at the schedule, a big change as well in the schedule, not just in the roster. Last year, a very home-heavy schedule, and this year you're going to be taking a lot more vans this year, both for the conference and non-conference work. Has that been addressed with the team, and how do you see that as a coach? How do you see that affecting your team? Are you planning on doing anything differently to prepare for that, or do you feel this team that won't really affect them?
I don't think it will. I mean, we addressed it last year. That last year was a bit of an anomaly, just having the fact that we had 14 matches in the fall and four on the road. I mean,
right.
That was a very large shift. I mean, you like to sit around that 50-50 area. And now, obviously, in the return, we're going to be on the other side this year. I think we have nine contests on the road. It does give the girls an opportunity. Last year, they obviously spent some time in the van, not necessarily in the fall, but we did take our first trip to Hilton Head in the spring semester. So they're accustomed to be able to be around each other there. That's another spot where some of those relationships are built, and we do have a fun time in the van. Typically there's going to be chatter. I mean, there's going to be music. There's going to be it's a fun time, and it makes those trips go a lot quicker. And so I do appreciate the fact that we do get to have that time, and they get to just be around each other in a little bit different fashion. Some are going to use it to, you know, maybe get some schoolwork done. Others are going to be using it for some, you know, catch up on some sleep, and others will use it for just being able to connect with one another. But it's we're not going to really do anything different. We typically arrive about an hour and 15 minutes or so before a match. That gives the girls a good like 15 minutes to walk around and loosen up a little bit. Then we'll start our traditional warm up and get rolling. But that's the one nice thing within our conference. Obviously, we have a lot of non-conference road matches there too. But when you look at our conference, we're pretty geographically close. So it's not a ridiculous trip that we have to look. We're not going hours and hours and hours. Just a little over 2 hours is the furthest trip that we have. So it's not bad. And it also cuts down on that missed class time that some of that might stress the girls out a little bit there too.
Any final thoughts before we turn it over to Julia?
No, just really looking forward to the season to get kicked off. We're fortunate to be able to start the the regular season with some non-conference road matches, and got one at home there as well. But just able to get out on the court and just to see the improvement that they've made over the course of last year and through camp. Before we get into that conference schedule, the preseason poll came out yesterday. There was definitely, we had some conversation about that at practice. There may or may not have been some conversation, maybe with a little bit of a chip on our shoulder a bit, just because we felt that, we are improving, but on the flip side with that, we haven't proved anything yet. Okay. Right. So we need to go out and actually, if we're going to make a step, continue step in this program as we've been trying the last couple years, yes, we got a nice conference win last year, but let's start putting some crooked numbers up there now too with that. And so that's something that we can be as annoyed or upset as we want it with it, but at the end of the day, we still have to go out and play. And if we go out and take care of the things that we need to, some good things will happen with these girls. And as I told them, if you look at the schedule, our last regular season match is scheduled for October 13th. I said, but if we go out and actually do what we're supposed to be doing, that's not going to be our last match this year. We need to get into the postseason and just continue to head this program in the right direction.
Sounds very good, Dr. Pettit. Thank you very much. Yep. And we're going to get Julia Lazar
in the
hot seat now. Thank you. You hear me okay, Julia?
Yep.
All right. Thank you for joining us here in this hot, cramped sound booth, although a nice sound booth here in Buell Hall. Starting off, you have been here through this sort of reload, rebuild, restart on the tennis program under Dr. Pettit. You've been one of his veterans, gotten to know him quite well. And how are you looking at this senior season coming up? Where do you see your role on this team standing at?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this season. We have a great freshman that has came into our team. Her name is Gabby. She's been incredible. We've had a great time with her. I've kind of taken the role, me and Julie Umshires, together as, bringing her in, introducing her to just the campus as a whole. I think whenever you're comfortable on the campus and you're comfortable with your surroundings and your classes, you're going to be comfortable in anything that you do. You're going to be confident. You're not going to worry as much.
Right.
So, just kind of guiding people, guiding the team, just being an ear to talk to if they need it. I like to bring the humor side to most situations. I think, sports can be stressful. Tennis is a very mental game.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever, you have something to laugh at, something to kind of distract you away from the daunting task that sometimes, a sport can be, that's really beneficial. So I just try to kind of introduce those jokes and conversations and, connect people to each other. I don't think I stand above anybody as far as the team goes. I just kind of like to bring people together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm really excited about that for the season. Just like Coach Pettit was saying, just having a team that's really well connected together. And we're all great friends. A lot of these girls I've played with, whether it's been a year or all 4 years that I've been here. So just continuing those relationships. And bringing each other together.
Yeah, really kind of vibes with what Dr. Pettit was just presenting about how this team, really close-knit group, especially through these last few years. You mentioned Julia Umshires, and this is not the first time you've shared the court with her at Waynesburg. Give us a little background with you and the junior teammate.
Yeah, so me and Julia Umshires, we both attended Trinity High School. So in the Trinity School District, tennis is not introduced until high school. Whatever tennis work you put in before that was going to be on your own private time. And we actually did that as well together. Our coach, Lane Stoner, he's been there, 20-something years, maybe even longer than that. He runs the section conferences for that high school group. He's very active in the tennis community. He writes the rule book for the high school. He is a very wise man. So, we've been trained by him growing up. He was our head coach in high school as well. We played together. We played doubles together in high school. Mm. It was always funny because we were the Julias that were together. And if you look at us side by side, I'm about 5'9". She's probably about 5'3". So it was always pretty humorous to see us standing side by side. But we've always been really good friends. I think just, through tennis, outside of tennis, we spend a lot of time together as well. And then, we played together in college as well. I think coming in, we both had the same understanding of like what it meant to be a tennis team, mm-hmm. what it meant to be players together. And I think just, people watching us interact, it might have been, standoffish at first because, we knew each other coming in. But I think it also helped her feel comfortable coming in. I was already here for a year. But at the same time, I didn't have, any of my people here
right.
whenever she wasn't here. And then she came in and it was really exciting for me. I was very excited to see her and hear that she was joining our team. So, yes, we have had many years of tennis together. And I'm sure, when we're 80, we'll still probably be out there playing tennis together, too.
That would make for some great content later on. You mentioned being kind of standoffish. Is that something that you're comfortable with playing with each other so long that you can push each other a little more on the court than maybe you could with other people?
Oh, absolutely. I think we both know each other's potential. We know, what each other is capable of. We've seen each other in, being fresh onto the court. And now, me being a senior, her being a junior, we've obviously, gained new skills. And so when we see, each other maybe isn't performing to the level and the standard that we know that we were capable of, we always, say to each other, like, hey, you okay? What's going on? You need help with something? So I think, we're very comfortable with that feedback. We have a lot of sayings and things that our high school coach had for us about, remembering just simple tennis fundamentals. And, we'll joke and remind each other of those. And it's nice just to have someone, to go back and forth and
right.
hold me accountable and who I'm familiar with in that regard.
I'm going to go off script just a little bit. Thinking back, a thought popped into my head from last year's WSBs. For those of you who are unfamiliar, that is the annual award show to honor performances in the athletic department, academic excellence in the athletic department, Christian leadership as well. You played a big role in that ceremony. Tell us about off the tennis court, just a little bit about, I'm assuming this was done through SAC, through the Student Athlete Commission. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with that and also your major and how you've been able to work with that here at Waynesburg and your tennis career.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a criminal justice major. I've always had a very strong desire to be a public servant within my community. As far as that Christian piece of it, I, feel like, being a strong role model and a helper with my peers in my community, something I've always gravitated to. So as far as our SAC division goes here at Waynesburg, Aubrey Burns was the standing president of that group. We have two representatives from each of the athletic teams, typically upperclassmen. If they're not upperclassmen, strong standout underclassmen from those teams that the coaches select. This year, I am standing as president of that group.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Sam Jones leads that for us, head women's basketball coach. So what we do with that is we do a lot of review of the new rules and the new legislations that come in, and we vote on them as a school. A lot of kids don't understand how much of an impact that makes. They think, we just sit there and, raise our hands and I ask people to object and they're like, this sounds really silly. Like this is like a TV show, but I'm like the weight that this holds. So whatever we vote on collectively as a school, That then gets sent to the larger PAC organization for all the schools. And then those votes do make a significant difference. Waynesburg gets a whole vote on a legislation. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, if all the teams vote yes on something that it's going to get passed, but they absolutely take it into account. We vote on things like introducing new sports to different communities. I mean, we voted on tumbling teams and cheer for sport. I mean, things that, you know, women's flag football, we've done all of those things. And I think it's very important that, you know, if people are in that role, they take it seriously, because it is significant. They do hear our voice. We meet as a semester, as a group, the whole PAC-SAC organization. We go out to dinner. We speak about, you know, the year. We talk about all the things that we've done as a school to help our communities. Some schools do Special Olympics. Some do, you know, events within their schools, like we've done, you know, Pie Coaches in the Face and things, where we take the proceeds from that and we donate to The Way here in town. It's really to make an impact in our community, but also to make an impact in the athletic world as well.
Can definitely tell you have a lot of vested interest and have put a lot of time and energy into this. And I think that's great to hear. You know, sometimes collegiate athletics, because people mostly focus on Division I level, where it's a business. There's been a lot of negative press, but at these Division III levels and even somewhat at the Division II level, it really becomes more of a well-rounded collegiate experience than it would at those higher levels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Anything else you would like to add now that you have the mic?
I am just super excited for this season with these ladies. I am excited for, you know, to see what we can do. As Coach Pettit mentioned, our preseason poll came out. We were joking yesterday. I was a little worked up about it. I think that, you know, we did a lot of really great things last year as a team. And I think, you know, just by watching us in camp this past week, you know, we came onto campus early. We put in that work together. I mean, I'm excited. I think great things are going to come out of this season.
I certainly agree with that. And Julia, thank you very much for your time. I know it's a busy time, the start of the year, and best of luck to the season.
Thank you, Bobby.
We want to thank Coach Randy Pettit as well for joining us, giving us a deep dive into the women's tennis season, which opens up on Sunday, August 30th with a road match at Penn State Altoona. And then the Yellow Jackets will be home at the Bechtel Family Tennis Facility for a home match on Tuesday, September 8th against Pitt Greensburg. You can find updates all that on waynesburgsports.com. Thank you very much for joining us. And again, keep an eye on waynesburgsports.com for all of your Yellow Jacket insider information.